right, the Oilers back in action on Saturday against the Rangers. The face-off show gets underway. It's an early start, 9:30 in the morning, puck drop at 11 o'clock, looking to find a win on this road trip. And I want to let you know that this go-round of the Oilers 50-50, the Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation 50-50, in support of the Indigenous peoples of oil country. And I want to introduce you to Harlan Kingfisher, who works with the Oilers on Indigenous Oilers merchandise. And a lot of the net proceeds go to Indigenous charities. Harlan is the founder of Smudge the Blades, an apparel company that shares First Nations culture through sayings on t-shirts, hoodies, and hats. Hey, Harlan, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, from what I've read about you, Harlan, you played junior and college hockey, right?
Yeah, I did. I played 3 years out of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League with the Wayway Wolverines and OCN Blizzard. Both are Indigenous-owned hockey teams out there in Manitoba. Then I came to Alberta, played a couple of years with the Augustana Vikings. So, yeah, it's been my hockey career, basically.
Yeah, very cool. So give me an idea of what hockey brought to your life, Harlan.
Yeah, hockey, just growing up in a First Nation community, is pretty hard to leave the community in general. So hockey was my outlet to be able to let me leave the community, travel, meet people, and ultimately led me to my career that I'm doing now and also creating Smudge of Blades. So it's kind of went full circle for me.
Yeah, and so tell me, when I was on your webpage, and it's smudgetheblades.com, if people want to check it out and see some of your merchandise, which is pretty cool stuff, you say that First Nations hockey in Canada isn't just a sport, but a cultural celebration. What do you mean by that? Explain that to me.
Yeah, so in the Indigenous community, we have lots of powwows in the summertime. You know, it brings the community together. We can celebrate our culture. And then wintertime, we have a lot of hockey players. We have a lot of hockey tournaments. There's large Indigenous hockey tournaments that happen across Turtle Island. Every province has pretty much every weekend. And so, yeah, so my clothing brand is kind of based off that. I made an Indigenous hockey clothing brand, funny sayings and just kind of sayings that and like, the designs that would kind of like bring you to that culture feeling, right? And just how awesome it is, and how these tournaments bring thousands of people to them and have a big celebration. It's amazing.
So Harlan, how did you come up with the idea for Smudge the Blades? Like, what was where was that seed planted?
Yeah, so I had this idea a couple of years before I launched it, and then when COVID hit, I noticed that in 2020 people were missing the Indigenous hockey tournament. So I thought this would be probably the best time to launch a clothing brand based on Indigenous hockey, and people would like it and want to wear it. So yeah, that's what I did. I launched the brand in late 2020, and it exploded. So it's been amazing over the last year and a half, almost 2 years. So it's been an awesome ride so far.
What's it been like working with the Edmonton Oilers and bringing that Indigenous aspect to the team, to the merchandise?
It's been amazing. Jeffrey Bannon with the Oilers Group, they contacted me a few months ago, so it's been a couple months in the works. And yeah, it's been just amazing that this whole event being planned, hearing about who's going to be there, what events are going to be happening, and then them contacting me as an Indigenous-owned hockey brand to do their Turtle Island hoodies for them. So yeah. I was super happy to do that. So I got a bunch of hoodies heading out that way. And then just to know what they're going to be doing with the proceeds as well, like proceeds from the hoodies and from all the merchandise that are Turtle Island themed will be going to local like the places here in Edmonton, like what's it called, Bent Arrow Traditional Healing Society. And then just to see the 50-50 happening too, that they're doing. And it's just, everything's amazing right now with this big Indigenous celebration night. That's awesome.
Yeah, Harlan, when you take a look at how really things have changed in the hockey world here, especially at Edmonton Oilers, when it comes to the Indigenous focus, right? When you see the land acknowledgement being read before every game, when you see Turtle Island on the jerseys, all of that sort of stuff. What does that mean for the community? What does that mean for you?
It does mean a lot, actually. It shows that they are recognizing that we are here on Treaty 6 territory. And not only that, like Canada, nationwide, like we are, I'm starting to look back and Just get starting reconciliation, which is amazing. And to see these NHL clubs like the Oilers and other NHL hockey teams doing the same thing, is reaching out to Indigenous communities, doing the land acknowledgements, inviting them to do like artists like Lance Cardo to create a Turtle Island design for their jerseys to wear on ice, which is just amazing to see that, you know.
And what do you think it means to, you know, little boys and girls, you know, going back to when you were a little kid? I'm not sure that there was, well, there wasn't any of that. So what does that mean for kids nowadays, for Indigenous children to be able to see that?
And I see it just with having my clothing brand, just hockey is such a huge thing in the Indigenous community, and seeing a clothing brand like mine do what it's been doing, getting national recognition, going on news. Now I'm working with the Oilers. I think it just shows that Indigenous youth, and like myself, I grew up on Indigenous community, basically had to work my way to get off the community to play hockey, and it just shows that like we are doing really good things, and we are making that pathway for the next generation. So it's really an awesome feeling.
Well, Harlan, it's been great to talk with you. I love the website again. It's smudgetheblades.com. Continued success, and thanks for making time for us this afternoon. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you guys so much for reaching out. Thank you.
Take care. Harlan Kingfisher working with the Edmonton Oilers on Indigenous Oilers merchandise. The latest round of the 50-50, the net proceeds will be going to Indigenous charities. Right now, 50-50 sitting at around $200 and almost $20,000. There's all sorts of early bird prizes as well, including tickets to that Kane Brown concert, a Scotiabank suite for 12 and cash. So this runs through the 21st through the 28th. So get in on it while you can. And again, Harlan's website, smudgetheblades.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.